They are coming to take your home so that they can give it to someone else. Now, when I use the word they, I'm going to define that term because it's not just one person or one group. I'm going to use a story out of Zero Hedge to talk a little bit about it, and then I'm going to use some real life stories from my life and some other people's lives to prove this point. But at the end of this video, I'm going to shed light on this entire thing because my mission is to show, reveal the truth about certain situations in our world, in our economy, and then show you how to make money from it and how to live a better life, okay? Because very few people see opportunities in the middle of a crap storm. I was speaking with a home buyer, a massive home buyer, very successful home buyer the other day, and I somehow, the conversation went to the conspiracy, and I have to choose my words very wisely because please understand there's a computer that are listening to every single word I say, and depending on special keywords, it either shares the video or it will not. That's how it works. That is the truth. That is life. And this person thought that I was going down this rabbit hole of there was this grand conspiracy to cause everyone to be renters. And I said, okay. I said, you know the sheer number of homes that are being bought in the country and being turned into rentals. And he said, yes. I said, it's massive, right? Yes. I said, so wouldn't that ultimately, if that keeps going, it would take more homes away from Americans that would like to buy and put that in the hands of renters and big corporations? He said, yes. I said, all right. I said, because he said something like, hey, you're using this word they, who are they? And I gave an example of the government being a massive machine that is getting out of control. And it's not any single person or even a large group of people in the government that are doing these crazy things against the people of America. What happens is it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy or a self-running machine because as humans, an organization gets larger and larger, it constantly needs more input to feed itself, whether that is money or power. It constantly needs more because the more people that work for the organization, the more inputs it needs to feed it. Type one if that makes sense to you. Type two if it doesn't. Of course, every time an organization gets larger, there's more and more red tape and things involved, and it's harder to get things done. However, the larger it gets, the more it needs to survive, the more stuff it needs. I'm really trying to pick my words right. And that explanation he understood, right? So one way the government needs more to survive is it needs more voters because the more powerful the government gets and it slants one way, which way is it slanting, left or right? Which way is the government slanting? I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Just I'm telling you right now, there's Republicans that are slanting left to me. Which way, type left or right, is it slanting? As it gets bigger, what happens is it needs to go find more voters, more support, more money, things like that. So it goes to find them. And right now, what we have is an incredibly horrible, in my opinion, situation with the borders not being closed. Okay. Our current administration is not protecting our country. It wants to hurt our country. Why? Because it's losing ground. So it needs more voters, more protesters, more rioters. Please hear what I'm saying, to keep fulfilling its agenda, okay? All right, so we have, and this is out of Zero Hedge, and again, there's all this stuff that I'm talking about is gonna sound horrible. Well, they're facts, so if anybody is scared by these facts, there's a piece of chalk somewhere nearby. Just draw a circle. You can sit in it. You can get your whoobie. And I am being sarcastic. You could suck on your thumb. I guess that puts some people to rest. Go into the fetal position, just like you came into this earth, the way you want to go out kind of thing. These are facts. then what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how you're going to absolutely crush it. You're going to win. And I'm trying to wake up the nations. All right. We're not here to help a handful of people. We're here. Ninja Nation is going to be millions of people getting ready for this. And I'm going to show you how you're going to be a part of this, and there's going to be homes for you. Okay. All right. So out of Zero Hedge, it says competing forces on rent. Where do we put 8 million immigrants? Illegal. Now I got to be careful with my words, but I got to also tell the truth, because the algo, and that's why when you guys share the videos and hit the thumbs up and comment and do all that stuff, it helps, because it shows these social media platforms like, crap, we want money, we advertise, and they want to see this stuff. I know it's, I hate dealing with this crap, but it's just, this is a fact. It says millions of immigrants keep pouring in. New residential construction has stalled because the economy is crashing. I know it sounds crazy. Biden changed the definition. I can't get over that the president of the United States just says, we're going to change the definition of recession. The guy is such a liar. It's insane. Everyone he's got working for him is a liar. As a matter of fact, let me ask you this. Type 5, if you have just drop-jawed moment, watched any of the current president's press secretaries and the press briefings and the absolute bald-faced lies or the unknowing, like that Jen Podaski or whatever her name was, all of them, it is absolutely, I'll have to get back to you on that. They have no answers. The lying out of the press room, the White House press room, is so insane, so mentally mind-blowing, that even when someone comes up to me and goes, you know, you're just a doom and gloomer, I'm like, you are an idiot if you don't see this. And that's one point for you that I'm going to make on how you're going to crush it. You are part of the elite. If you are typing 5 right now because you are watching any of them, any press secretary out of the White House right now, they are complete and utter morons. Then look at the last president and you look at all their press secretaries. They swap them out every once in a while, right? You look at the brain power there compared to what's going on right now, the bald face lying, the zero answers. Like if you go off script, they freak out on you. It shows you how crazy it's gotten, right? So if you're typing 5, you get it. You're like, no, I'm a normal person, and normal is rare right now. Okay. So that's one of my points of why you're going to absolutely dominate it during this collapse, why you're going to be wealthy. All right. So now getting back to the illegals, and they are, because they're not filing the proper forms. They are not entering the country legally. They are not going through the process of becoming an American citizen. I have friends that have come over from Guatemala, San Salvador, or El Salvador, and Mexico, and they've went through the legal process of getting either a work visa or getting full citizenship, and they're all amazing. Just so you know, let me just show you the difference in those type of people. They all own businesses, or they're in management positions for companies that I either was a part of or my friends own. They're all awesome. So big difference. So these people are illegal immigrants. All right. They just want your tax dollars for nothing. That's really how it works. As I'm in the grocery store and I'm working to employ human beings, I'm in the front of the line with people that are getting free groceries, free booze, free everything, because they're handing in their own. And they take away those certain things. They put all these different cards now, so you can't even identify them. And here, RJ says, thanks for the super chat. We need term limits banning lobbyists to even a chance to get this country back on its feet. And that's the scary thing. We're in a government where Congress holds all the power, and they're not going to vote themselves out of Congress by voting for term limits. It's a very evil organization, right? So how do we fix this? We've got to get the money back. Remember, the lobbyists through big corporations, they get their way. I want Ninja Nation. I'm not joking. If you're listening to this right now, I want you to type. This is very important, actually. If you are the type of person that is willing to take up the mantle of financial freedom and financial prosperity, I know it's crazy because it's a decision every single human makes. Whether you know it on a daily basis or not, you are making a decision to be poor or to be wealthy, all right? But this is a very important mantle, because with wealth comes responsibility. You can change people's lives. You can't help anyone with good thoughts. Just, you know, I'm just hoping and praying that you're going to be blessed and you're going to have enough food and you're not going to starve. That doesn't help. Okay. End of story. God knows it. You should know it. End of story. That's why money is the only thing you're allowed to test God in. So if you're willing to take up a mantle in your own life, regardless if you believe in God or not, I'm telling you, this is real life. To be wealthy for a cause, to not only live an enjoyable life, but to help other people, say, I'm willing to take that mantle. And that's a decision that you got to say out loud, and then you got to run with it. Because what we need is we need normal human beings that, like the ones that typed 5 over there, just seeing all of the lies that are going on the house. We need to take the wealth back of the nation. Well, that comes through sacrifice. It does. Becoming wealthy is actually, regardless of where you are, and if I hear somebody whining about their situation, just, you know, I had $0 too when I started. I had nothing. I had all kinds of horrible things happen when my mom died, my renter died, an insurance fraud that came, took everything from me, and I rebuilt right back because I am in charge of my life. Same with you. Type 7 if you agree with that statement. So we have this situation with all of these illegal immigrants coming in, and the government's allowing it. Our current White House is tyrannical. This is scary. And they have blackmailed and have done and bribed and done all kinds of things to all kinds of political leaders. And when I'm talking about district attorneys and judges all across the country. They went after the judicial system. That was the lower level right there. They didn't go for the high. There was too much press. So we see people that are so corrupt as district attorneys. And I know there's some amazing ones out there. I know them personally. But they're few and far between right now. Well, it's time to take it back. How do we take it back? We take the money. That's why this is so important. That's why what I'm telling you is this is a clarion call. When I say everyone should have a YouTube channel, think about this. Would you or would you not agree, type yes or no, that the people in this room, by and large, 99% of them are good-hearted, amazing human beings? Say yes or no. Now, think about this. When I say something like, every one of you should have a YouTube channel, every one of you should be posting on Facebook, every one of you should, you know, and I know there are a lot of people out there that are embarrassed or shy or scared, but this isn't the time for that. Our country was built by amazingly strong, amazing people. They shed their blood so we could have the freedoms that we have right now that are being taken from us by our government. You know, I could joke around all day long and say this is like we have a bunch of morons running this place. But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I think the bigger morons are people that aren't standing up that know the morons are running the place. People died for our freedom. Don't let that blood be shed in vain. Now, so we're talking about housing, because housing is the easiest way to become a millionaire. In my opinion, in my experience, I have invested in almost every single investment class in out there. In my 25 or 26 years of, you know, being in I've been an accredited investor since I was, well, it's like 23 years as an accredited investor. I was an investor well before that, right? I know that real estate is the way to this key. And the greatest time to buy real estate is during a panic. And we have just begun the panic. It's been going on for a year and a half. It's a long, drawn out cycle. When I sold my houses in mid-05, the public didn't figure it out until 2008. And the bottom didn't come in until 2010, 2011, right around there. So you could see like a 6-year span, right? I started showing people these cycles and warning them about them 2 years ago. We have now begun the drop in housing prices. Unemployment is about to increase. But we have something, a couple of factors like the illegal immigration and the migrants and a nationwide inflation and actually global inflation collapsing of currencies all around the world. It's just the dollar is crashing a little bit slower than all of these other currencies, but they're going down, and you know it's going down in value because things cost more, so it has less value. It's that simple. You don't need a degree from Wharton to understand this. As a matter of fact, a lot of people, I've had a couple people from Wharton with economics degrees reach out to me and tell me that the way that I explain it was way better than their professors, and they now get it. Okay? So the dollar is the best, just the least smelling turd in the punch bowl. Just all the other turds, you know, got corn and they smell more. This is it. So we've got two really big bad things that are happening. So I see two really big awesome opportunities. Now, what's happening in this story in Zero Hedge, where they're talking about competing for rent. And I'm going to go back to the conversation I had with this home buyer, this massive home buyer. I said, would you not agree that if these corporations, or sorry, these hedge funds keep buying up all these homes, and with construction stalling, there's going to be a point where nobody can buy a home? He goes, yeah. I said, well, here's the good news. It's all about to end. A company that I was a part of, that I am a part of, raised $25 million. I've said this story before, 2 weeks before Lehman Brothers closed their door. They were handed a check, $25 million for their Series B funding. Everyone is excited. Now, of course, that check gets deposited in the bank. It's not like you get the funds right away. We got to make sure we got the funds. It's sort of a big check. Within 2 weeks, that check never cleared because the money was gone. It was gone like that. What's happening right now is all these homes are being bought up by funds. And oh, and just so you know, as of the last like month and a half, 2 months, the funds have severely cut their purchases. Like, we're talking no joke. I haven't done a video about that yet. But from what I'm getting from my insiders, they're like, we're halting purchases. It's getting too nutty. Even though they've been getting, let's say, kickbacks or big discounts that Zillow and Redfin are not recording. Okay, I'm working on all that information right now. But what happens is, every Friday or certain days of the week, a massive amount of money flows through into pension funds. And the pension funds must invest that money. They must. When you get your paycheck, if you have a pension or a 401k and you're putting money away in the 401k, that fund manager has to put money somewhere. So it flows into these funds. And then it flows into purchasing like homes and things like that for renters, right? It's your money they're using. They don't have their own money. They're using your money to steal homes for rentals. And in a lot of cases, they're finding that with illegal immigrants, they're going to get paid a pretty good clip of money, which they believe is guaranteed from the government to rent those homes. But I want to tell you, there's a day where the government's going to stop paying. Now think about this. Right now, the government is printing trillions and trillions of dollars to keep up a Ponzi scheme, just like the White House is, the press secretary's office is just full of lies, and I'll get back to you on that, and no comments, and you need to stick to the scripts. Okay, that's the press secretary's office main thing, right? They are printing trillions of dollars to keep this afloat. And there's a day coming that they're not going to be able to do that. Why? A couple different reasons. As unemployment rises, less people are going to put money into pensions. So the funds aren't going to have as much money at all to invest like they have been. Second, when the unemployment rate rises, there's going to be less tax. You're going to see that come out in the news. As a matter of fact, we've already seen the IRS announce that they're bringing in less money in taxes because people are getting eaten up with so much inflation, and the hiring is down, and there's different types of hiring, you know, more part-time jobs as opposed to full-time. So that's gonna dry up too. Then the government's gonna have to say, we're gonna have to pull back on entitlements. You see, this government has, for the last 4 years, pumped up a balloon way more than printing money. They've been doling some of it out to the people, a certain subsect of people. And this home buyer was telling me, and I told him I'd done a handful of videos on it based on my experience in 2005, 2004, of they're going after a certain type of individual that has very low financial IQ, and they are marketing certain loan products and certain opportunities to very low financial IQ people, because that's the only buyers they have left. Home builders know this. Big companies understand this. And so the middle class and the upper middle class have pulled away from certain aspects of our economy. They are now in self-preservation mode. So the government's about to, especially during this next changeover, and I believe the government is going to have a big turnover in the next 4.5 years. You're going to see this pull back. And since you are part of a very elite type of thinker, a different type of person, I don't care about your current net worth, okay? You could have zero money and all of a sudden today go, I'm going to start thinking different. I'm going to think like a rich person. I'm going to go buy myself a couple ounces of silver. I'm going to get out of debt. I'm going to do some things to change, and you're instantly in the club. You are there. And type, I am there, if you are there mentally. I don't care about your net worth. I don't care if you have not two dimes rubbed together. If all of a sudden you're like, I'm thinking differently, I'm doing something about it, that's a different type of person. So if you're typing, I'm there, that's what we need. Well, you have to understand all the other people, the masses in this country aren't there. And they are going to run their credit score into the ground. They are running their savings account into the ground. They are still out there trying to impress people. And they are about to all be losers, net losers. Now, everyone that's typing, I'm there, I'm thinking differently, right? You have to understand that you're not going to have a lot of competition when this thing goes down. But as you're picking up assets for pennies on the dollar, we are going to turn around and we are going to find out of that massive group of people that were out there busy trying to impress people. And as a matter of fact, I know for certain there are people in this group today that lost a lot during the 2008 great financial crisis because they were part of that group. They were head down, or they weren't head down focused on a crash. They were out there trying to impress themselves, impress their families, impress their friends, buying up things. They were part of that illusion. They lost everything and they instantaneously changed. And they said, okay, something's got to change. And they're getting ready this time for this cycle, right? Well, that's what we've got to do with what we're about to be blessed with. You need to be in a position where you're not only going to go crush it, you're going to become wealthy, and you're going to build generational wealth, and you're going to build up cash flow, and it's going to be exciting, right? You're going to need to take that knowledge and teach the other people, because that's the only way we get our country back, all right? Because I know it sounds crazy, interest rates are going to go really high, and then they're going to drop to nothing again. But this is years and years away. And I tell you that now so that if you're listening, you're truly listening to this message, and you see it happen, you're like, the ninja told me. And I see why, because he explained why and how it would happen. Because a lot of people don't have the ability to listen. Okay. My mind wants to take this conversation one direction, and my spirit's saying something different. Just do this. Today is the day that everything changes in your life. Regardless of if you're completely on the outside, like thinking about, this is all conspiracy, this is crazy stuff, or you're like still, like, you get it. Today, there's a special change that every single one of you can make. Okay, I don't want to share this, but I'm going to. There are things about myself that I hate. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Every day I go to bed and I lament over the things I did wrong. I hate it. But I got to make a change, right? We all have things about ourselves we don't like. And so the last 4 days, what I've been doing is I wake up and I change my routine. And I wake up and I say something different. And I speak something positive over myself. And I've changed my morning routine. And the last 4 days, it's just 4 days. It's been amazing. And every single one of us has continued growth inside of us. Like, we're never going to stop learning, right? Wise men never stop learning. Fools think they know it all. And so I would like for those of you that know what you need to change about yourself. Like, I'm battling like not eating sugar. Like, it's a battle for me. It's an addiction. Put down below. I know it sounds crazy because this is going to make you a better investor. It's going to make you a better human. Just say what you need to quit. Like, I need to stop sugar. And I'm constantly trying it. I'm drinking my bulletproof coffee today and, you know, and eating, you know, mostly proteins and vegetables. But I'm just like, it's a battle for me. And I'm just going to publicly say that. I know it sounds crazy. It has nothing to do with the government, nothing to do with a house. But we need to become stronger individuals and humans so that we can go take back our country. For some, that's not eating sugar. For others, that's not drinking. For some, that's a gambling problem. For some, maybe it's taking your family for granted. Again, I don't want to talk about this, but I feel like I got to. So just say it out loud. Just like, hey, this is, you know, some, yeah, vaping is some, you know, smoking, Diet Coke. So as you say it, just you know, it's like admitting our issues. And I've got many of them. I got more than probably all of y'all, it's honestly. But that's what's going to take our country back. Becoming stronger, amazing Americans that aren't afraid to take on this battle. But we do know that we have work on ourselves, but it starts today. Hope you got something out of this. The Economic Ninja is out.